horn. Praise the Lord. They're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. It said that David was tending to the sheep. David was already tending to the sheep. God knows everything. He knew that David was already tending to the sheep. The man of God didn't know, but God already knew that David was tending to the sheep. And if you're any kind of man of God or woman of God, you should smell like sheep. Oh, you may not like me tonight. You may be, tell me to quit. I don't know. Looking at me, mind is strained tonight. But what about the things of God? What about the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue as God give you the uttering? Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. What about that prayer? That ain't important to you. See, that was wrong right now. You got the wrong thing. Your mind is on the wrong thing. He said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And he said, I will. You know what he said? I add all things to you. I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. Praise the Lord. If you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list. And you may not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. And he begin to go to tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word. thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Mother seasons love, live with love, and gives so much of herself. God placed in her the best he had and made her unlike anyone else.
Thank you. admire. Man. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. We thank you on this day as we honor mothers who honor you. Father, we thank you for being in the presence of not only you and your Holy Spirit, but our pastor and First Lady Emeritus. And now, Father, as we lean into your word, Lord, we pray that something is said to draw people to you and not ever drive them away. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, the Father, the Holy Ghost, to all of you, to Dr. Huey Lawson, who is here with us today. We will not prolong the time. There's a lot of things going on today at various homes. Children want to hang out with mama. So I'm gonna dive right in. Genesis 4th chapter in the 25th verse. If you'd like to join me there, you may do so. Genesis 4 and 25. Once again, I say happy Mother's Day to all of you all. Looks like the sun is shining. It's a good thing. Amen. Genesis 4 and 25 says this, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew." That's it. We use for a subject today, and I pray we can tie this in, what mothers can do. What mothers can do. Motherhood is an amazing institution. No matter how good a father we think we are, and some of us are pretty good. We can brag. We just can't be mama. It's an amazing incident. It was started by the first woman, Eve. She's unnamed in this particular passage, but it is Eve who this passage is talking about. Now, by this time, by the time this was written, Eve had had to deal with a lot of stuff. Amen? Deception, displacement, disappointment, and even death. Her family was involved in the first eviction,
the first homicide, the first domestic violence, and the first time a mama had to bury her child was Eve, amen? But she was proof that mothers were made to endure. Mothers were made to trust God. Amen. Mothers were made to give God the ultimate praise. And that's what she did. Eve laid the groundwork for enduring motherhood. So we say what mothers can do, mothers can endure. Amen. And through it all, she was rewarded with another son to love. Now let's look at Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. We're just going to go from place to place. We're not going to prolong the time today. Before Bathsheba was a mother, she was an adulteress. Amen. Amen, Bible scholars. Had an affair with King David. She probably felt like she had no choice. Huh? David was a powerful man. And on top of all of that, he was her husband's boss. Amen. 2 Samuel 11:3 says, "And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her. And she came in unto him, and he lay with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her own house." David didn't care who said what. They told him who Bathsheba was. He sent for her anyway. She came. They did what they wanted to do, and she went back home. Amen. Mothers aren't perfect. They're human. Amen. The result of this affair was a child who died. But later, she and David produced Solomon. Solomon went on to become a great king himself. So we complete the phrase, what mothers can do. Mothers can be redeemed. Amen? Amen. Mothers, you can be redeemed. Yes. Mothers, you can be restored. Yes. You can rise above your distant past, yes, and embrace a glorious future. Yes. What mothers can do? Mothers can be redeemed. Moses' mother saved his life. When Moses was a baby, his mama hid him in the river to save him from death by the jealous Egyptians. Yes. His mother was a Hebrew woman named Jochebed, amen? Now, the Egyptian pharaoh wanted all Hebrew baby boys put to death in order to thin out the race, amen, because it was the little boys that grew up to be warriors, amen, and strong men, and the Egyptians were afraid of the strength of the Hebrew nation. So they decided to thin it out by getting rid of the boys, amen? Now, one of the earliest examples of genocide is when the Egyptians did this, but it didn't work. So in order to ensure that the Israelites wouldn't get her son, Moses' mama put him in a little waterproof bassinet, sail him down the river to safety. Can I get a witness? And when they came for him, he was already gone. You see, it's ironic that Moses' mother went from his biological mother down the river to his adoptive mother. Amen? So not only can mothers be protectors, mothers can come in twos and threes. Mother, stepmother, godmother, adoptive mother. It's amazing what mothers can do. So not only can mothers be protectors, they can come in a lot of numbers. And it's beautiful when stepmothers and biological mothers can get along for the good of the children. Can I get a witness? That's a beautiful thing. You see, families are traditional, sometimes non-traditional. Families have a lot of different branches. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But it's good that you can be the best mother that you can be for the sake of your child, or your stepchild, or your adoptive child, or your godchild. Mothers can be protectors. Allow me to shift for a moment before I go to my last mother. Let me drop back from biblical mothers to my own personal example. Leola Brown Humphrey. Amen. Now, we're talking about what mothers can do. My mother had a lot of gifts. My mother started out as a young mother, but as she progressed, she learned a whole lot of tricks. My mother was the family, not only the family cook, but the family dietitian. Can I get a witness? Mama would cook something, and we'd be chowing down, and it tastes real good. And the next time she fixed that same dish, it would taste different. And I would say, Mama, how come this tastes different from the last time? She would say, well, that time had too much salt in it, and the salt ain't good for you. So I changed up the recipe. Mama was also a linguistics expert. She invented her own words. Words you won't find in Webster's dictionary. Can I get a witness? One of her best words was don't carishness. I'm gonna say that again, don't carishness. When you have a case of the don't carishness, that means you don't care about nothing. You don't care about nobody. You ain't worried about nothing. You're not worth nothing. So if my mother was here and called you don't carish, she just insulted you, amen? My mother also was an ultimate fighter before the term got popular. Can I get a witness? See, when you raise a boy child in Woodside, you had to know a few moves. And I was her worst child. And sometimes I just didn't understand but one language. Can I get a witness? Amen. So my mother would put the moves on me. And it wasn't until about 13 till I learned how to be able to dodge it, because mama was fast in her heyday. A lot of gifts. She also had an MD degree. That stood for mama's diagnosis. Amen. Whatever ails you. My mama believed that if she had some alcohol and some Vaseline, she could fix you. Can I get a witness? But through all of that, my mother and my daddy brought me to Mount Calvary, where I learned about Jesus. So if you ask what mothers can do, mothers can bring their children to the Lord. Amen, somebody. Have you brought your child to the Lord? Are you a mother that's raising your children in the admonition of the Lord? Yes. And now we get to Mary, yes, the mother of Jesus. Yes. She was responsible for her baby boy, oh, making wine at a wedding feast. Yes. Can I get a witness? Yes. The party was about to be out of wine, yes, when the Son of Man gave in to his mama. This is what happened in John 2 and 4. See, Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. In other words, you want me to make wine for these folks that's already half drunk anyway. Can I get a witness? The wine ain't saving nobody. The wine ain't telling nobody about God. The wine is not healing anybody. Why do you want me to make wine? But even though the reason wasn't Jesus' reason, he did it anyway because of his mama. Because mama asked him, how many of you have done things you didn't want to do, but when mama asked you to do it, you go head on and do it? So you say, what can mothers do? Mothers can call on Jesus. Can I get a witness? Mary called on her baby boy. And if Jesus made wine for his mama, he'll make a way for your mama. Can I get a witness? Somebody here might know what I'm talking about. Anybody here got a good mama? Say yeah. Anybody's mama was a dietitian like mine? Say yeah. Anybody mama could patch you up like mine could? Say yeah. Anybody here got an enduring mama? Your mama been through some things, but she held on to God's unchanging hand. If you're a mother that's been through some things, walk the floor at night worrying about your child, but you stand on your knees and prayed for your child. And your child came home without a scratch or an injury. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Now,